This is In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois' Charitable Trust Program helps nonprofit organizations across the state each year. Applications are being accepted through March 31st. I talked with Treasurer Michael Frericks about the program.
Yeah, the application period is open now through March 31st, and it's open for small nonprofits that provide food and housing assistance. And they can apply for funding through our Charitable Trust Stabilization Program. And we are excited to kick off the new year with up to $250,000 available to small nonprofits.
This is a big help for some of those nonprofits that have struggled financially because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Fundraisers are not as easy to do when you can't have large groups of people, of course. I wonder, how important is it in your mind for the people who help those in need to get the help they need as well?
Most certainly. We are all experiencing the impact of the pandemic, and this funding will help valuable organizations continue their missions to feed, house, and employ those in need.
Where does this money come from?
For this grant cycle, up to $250,000 is available. The maximum amount is $25,000 for each organization. The awardees are selected by an 11-member board, which oversees the management and guidelines of the fund. The money comes from fees paid to the Attorney General by nonprofits and their annual filing fees.
So kind of a return on investment in some cases.
This is a result of nonprofits work together to pass legislation to impose fees on themselves that would help smaller nonprofits. This is about the nonprofit community coming together to support their own. This is not supported by tax dollars or property tax dollars.
This charitable trust program is kind of an illustration of what your office does. And I do like to take an opportunity when we talk to you to help people understand the difference between the treasurer's office and the controller's office. Your office really works on investing the state's money. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm the chief investment officer of the state of Illinois. We expect a return on the vast majority of our money that goes out, but this is our one grant-making program. This is money that is directed towards helping people in our state. We fight very hard on behalf of consumers in this state to get money that belongs to them, but also to get this money out the door to those who are feeling the effects of the pandemic the greatest.
$250,000, is there a set number of grants that will be given out, or once that amount is reached, is that how it's decided?
Each organization can receive up to $25,000. So it just depends when that money runs out.
The application period runs through March 31st. I assume there's a committee that decides who the beneficiaries will be.
Awardees are selected by an 11-member board, which oversees the management and guidelines of the fund. And you probably have some listeners who received a grant in the past. Uh-huh. So I should say that previous grant recipients are eligible to apply if the term of their grant has been complete for at least one calendar year.
Now, of course, the Charitable Trust Program is just one of the things that people may be familiar with through your office. There's also the iCash program and others. How are things going so far this year?
As I said, we fight on behalf of consumers in the state of Illinois to get money that belongs to them back into their hands. We had a great story earlier this year that we returned nearly $9,000 to Lutheran Social Services of Illinois. It is a great nonprofit. It was founded in 1867 and last year served more than 43,000 children, adults, and seniors.
I know people are keeping an eye in some cases on their investments. The economy has struggled, shall we say, because of the pandemic and other factors. We're starting to see some stabilization there. Are you seeing that the same way in the state's investments?
Yeah, I'm prohibited from investing as the state portfolio in the stock market. You know, the market volatility understandably has some investors concerned. We are long-term investors in the state of Illinois, and we encourage other people to be long-term investors, to not try and time the market.
Students are back in classes here at Southern Illinois University. I know they're doing the same at other public universities and community colleges across the state. Illinois has the Bright Start 529 savings plan. How important is it in your mind for parents and other family members to save for college education?
We think that saving for a kid's future education is one of the best investments a parent can make. You can set up an account for as little as $25. You can set up an account for a child, for a grandchild, or a niece, or a nephew. Research at Washington University shows that if a young person is aware that they have a college savings account in their name, they are three times more likely to attend higher education. So we think this is a great investment. And even during this pandemic, we've seen a fairly dramatic increase in assets under management and accounts open. People realize that even when times are tough, we need to be saving for the future and investing in our young people.
Michael Frerichs is the Illinois Treasurer. You can find more about the Charitable Trust Program at ilcharitabletrust.com or go to the Treasurer's Office website. That's illinoistreasurer.gov. For InFocus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.